Remember that time we brunched forever?
I remember it. It was last week.
It was. And then we yeah. took a brunch break. Are there intermissions from brunch?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like, it's called the work week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what we're back. A minute. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So we're back.
Okay. So if you didn't listen to last week, that was part one.
Yeah. And you'll be real confused.
Yeah. You should listen to both.
Yeah.
Because sometimes brunch just needs to go for a long time.
Yeah. So stop here if you haven't listened to last week. Go listen to it.
And then come back.
And then come back.
We'll save you a seat.
Yeah.
Hey, Basics. It's Amy.
It's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah. Someone at our brunch did ask if we brunch every weekend. And Chelsea's like, we could never. We brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be good.
That's why we're the brunch cast because we lean into brunch.
Yeah.
Sometimes brunch doesn't lean into us. Yeah. We can't do it every weekend.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
We'll have to schedule another one for when it is outdoor brunchy weather, which is almost soon. And we have to capitalize on that because I've been waiting the whole year.
I am. I have ideas about where we can brunch, like that Italian place and the outdoor place.
But also the new Killjoy brunch.
Oh, yes.
I've never brunched at LA 26. Yes. There's just
There's lots of options.
So we have to make a list and we have to do it all.
We have to commit to it.
Yeah. Brunch bucket list.
Love it.
Okay.
So sometimes then instead of brunching, we just have to stay in and binge watch TV.
Yeah.
We have to.
A requirement.
I have finished Love is Blind season 2. I won't share any spoilers for those who watch. It is by far the worst season out of the two.
I forget. Is it reality TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's so
fake.
Like to the point where you're like, what? This isn't.
Reality TV is not fake.
Reality TV is real. So the season finale came out last night.
Okay.
I stayed up and watched it.
Because this is like the circle where they kind of like don't drop all of them at once.
Exactly. Okay. This time, I can't remember what they did last time, but this time they dropped 4 and 4 or 5 and 5, something like that.
Which they do for Too Hot to Handle as well, I think, is like a big chunk and then a pause. Like you have to wait a week.
And then they wait to drop the finale.
Yeah. Okay.
So the finale was last night. I am quite impressed with all of the feedback that TikTok creators are providing about this season. There's a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I have seen some of it, even though I don't know what's really happening. I have seen the thoughts.
Some very toxic masculinity.
Masculinity, yes, yes.
Some for sure cocaine use. I'm a little concerned about
on the show.
Not directly on the show, but. For sure, existing. Something's happened. I mean, everybody's consensus is this.
There was one TikTok I saw.
Yeah, everybody's saying it.
And I'm curious if you're, because I just saw this one clip. So I'm curious of your reaction to this greater story. So there was this guy and he asks each girl what they look like.
Oh, okay. So this
is
Shake.
And then the one girl says her name and is speaking and he says, are you Indian? Mm. And she says, I am. And he goes, I am too. I like blonde girls. And when I came to America, I decided I liked two things. And that was, and I don't remember the first one was because that one wasn't as appalling, but the second was, and blonde girls. And just her reaction, I was like, this is disgusting and I don't know how to feel right now because like I couldn't tell if her feelings were hurt, if she was angry, if she was
just taken aback.
Yeah, right? That's why I could not tell what her emotion was
but are you guys gonna watch it?
I probably won't watch it.
Okay, so then spoiler,
do they end up together
for the listeners? Spoiler, if you're gonna watch it, you need to fast forward this part.
15 seconds.
They do end up together.
What?
No,
but
my God.
She says no.
Okay,
at the finale.
Thank God. Okay.
And she's like, I deserve somebody because partway through, he's talking to the guys and he's like, yeah, he calls her Deeps, like as her like her nickname. And he's like, I mean, Deeps is so amazing, but I just like, I don't even want to say this, but she reminds me of my aunt.
Okay.
So I'll women look the same to you.
Like, they're just, like, and he's just generalizing, like, I'm just not attracted to her. And he kind of like tells her this at some point, and she seems like maybe she's okay with it. It's so bizarre.
Oh my God.
And I was so hyped when she said no. I was like, yes, queen. Like, do not, absolutely do not say yes.
Because you don't deserve that. Nobody
you don't deserve
does.
That. Here's what I really thought was appalling about the show. And I don't think if they come out with another season, I'm not sure that I'm going to watch it, because I think they did a really awful thing. The show always starts out with at least like maybe 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the intro, they show all these people. They even interview these people. They had 2+ size women and 1+ size man. And they interview them as part of the initial part of the
but
show.
Didn't let them be
and
the
they
finale.
Never, they only kept what people are saying are like, okay, so you guys wanted to keep the quote unquote pretty people or the good looking people. Like, that's not okay. Like, you don't get to use us. Like, and this was a
plus like
size creator
Idol,
that
those
was saying
shows
like,
where they let the people audition and then make fun of them.
Yeah. Right. So it was really sad, because actually the reason that made me think about it is that Shake kept asking every woman,
oh yeah,
do you work out?
Yeah.
I like women that
and
work out.
And one of them was like, no.
They were like, I don't enjoy working out. And he said, yeah, I like women who work out, which is implying.
Does he work out?
He does. Which is implying that you want someone that's fit, thin, in shape. Like, there was definitely an implication. And he did this over and
and
over again
an
in the
unattractive,
pods.
Like, conventionally, he was not unattractive.
Yeah,
he wasn't an attractive
was a
man.
Man.
But his personality just in the clips I saw, I was like, Jesus Christ, you are terrible person. Like, I would not be friends with you. I would, if I was a woman, I would not go on a date with you. Like, I would be like, how fast can I run from this situation?
And there were men that were of a different size as well. Like, there was all different types of body types. And I actually was excited, because I was like, oh wow, this season's going to be really good, because they're going to have representation, which I think is important. And I mean, there was some representation, but I don't think it was fair that different body types weren't represented. So I didn't like that. And then one TikTok creator also highlighted that the representation from more of like a plus size community was a girl who just kept saying, there was a lot of focus on weight loss. So there was two particular individuals who had lost a lot of weight, and they just kept focusing on it. Like,
if
I lost all this
weight. Maybe
I,
you'll find love too.
And that was the implication. Like,
which is
so,
just so toxic.
But it's like, you're not concept, missing anything if you don't watch the show.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of wanting to watch pretty people fall in love with pretty people.
Yeah, we don't want to watch it.
While feeling bad for themselves and treating each other poorly. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's not a good look.
Which
and,
is why I like Too Hot to Handle. I can handle watching that, because like, you're not rooting for any of those people. You're these attractive people are trash.
Right.
Like, I do follow some of them on Instagram, because I'm like, okay, you're actually a sweet. Like, there was one girl, like, Bo. She's sweet. Like, I do follow her. But for the general population of that show, like, it's the opposite, where you're not watching you're like, it to be like, I feel sorry for any of these. You're like, these people are gross.
And they know.
And
me,
they know
show,
they are.
They know what they're doing when 100%. They go on. 100%. They're leaning into, I'm a, like, extremely toxic, like hot person.
It is
like,
the character,
so like, that's different than like you're going
totally
on this
different
show,
than like Love is Blind.
Like, what you were, I think, about to say, Amy, is the whole premise of the show is getting to know
to
someone's personality
love.
To find love, but everyone is still this quote unquote, you know, societally normal hot person.
Right.
So that's what I was watching. I don't think that you are missing out on anything if you don't watch it.
Thank you for letting us. Thank you for that review.
You're welcome.
And Travis watches TV about 27 hours a day, so we can't fit more into that.
I can't.
So thank you for removing something from that he may have had
we'll
to have on
up.
His list.
Yeah,
we'll keep,
I appreciate
I'll
it.
Can't do that for you.
No, I did start a new show.
Ooh, what?
Another one. It's called Single Drunk Female.
Okay, I'm
going
to put it
on
my list. On
Hulu, and it falls into the same vein of what I was telling you weeks ago.
Travis.
It is listed as a comedy, and I'm like, okay. And
funny.
The actress was in a comedy that I loved that got canceled, and I was like, okay, this is going to be great. I like her. It says Single Drunk Female. She's going to be wasted this whole time. No.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It's about her sober journey.
Oh.
Which okay. I'm happy for. And it's great that they're putting that on TV, but it is not funny.
Yeah, I don't know that that's funny.
There are moments of humor, and there are moments that are even hilarious.
And I see that it's listed as a drama comedy. Yeah. Maybe we could just leave it in drama. Like,
yeah, it's not there's nothing comedic about it at all. It is very serious. I have cried in 2 episodes.
Aww. Wow.
But I have laughed also.
Laugh, cried.
Yeah. Which is what's pivoting the one I did tell you about where the friend dies. That has done that to me. I've cried again in
that.
Feels
heavy though.
Yeah. It is heavier than you would expect, but it is really good. And honestly, the acting is really good. Like, I was kind of impressed because in her previous show, I think she was still kind of a green actress. And so she wasn't a bad actress, mm-hmm. but she wasn't like, wow, this is phenomenal acting. In this, I'm like, oh, wow, you've really grown up as an actress. Like, you've got some chops behind you. Like, I really believe this character. Mm-hmm. And it's very typical what you would, you know, I think it's following the pattern of Nurse Jackie to a degree of, like, realism without being as dark as Nurse Jackie. Like, Nurse Jackie was never going to get better. She was just always going to be a drug addict.
Yeah,
and
to be
always
that dark character.
That dark character. With this character, there is a little bit more hope involved. Like, she might actually meet her goals. Mm-hmm. She has fallen off the wagon one time so far in the show, mm-hmm. But she's gotten back on and has gotten her next chip. And so, like, there's just a little bit more hope than Nurse Jackie was ever capable of having. But the purpose of Nurse Jackie was never to be hopeful. Mm-hmm. So I think these are very different shows. But just to kind of compare, if you're thinking about TV shows that are realistic about addiction, this one is realistic but more hopeful.
Okay.
So it's not like you're going to leave the show at each episode being like, well, great, I'll just go cry in my bed now.
Right, but also not a comedy.
Like, stop calling, guys, stop calling things comedy.
Guys, let's reassess what's funny. I know it's been a long couple of years.
Yeah. Into watching these shows.
I know the pandemic has been hard on everybody, but maybe categorize things correctly. I think that they're just like, I laughed
drama
one time. Did you laugh?
Occasionally you will not cry and you will laugh.
They're like, comedy, it's a comedy.
Yeah. If you laugh at all, it's funny.
Yeah. That's how it is these days.
Yeah, so that's that's all I've started new.
It's pretty serious.
Still keeping on my other things, but that's my only new show for you to watch.
Do you finish these shows or do you usually just start them and accumulate them?
No, I finish them.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's ongoing.
A lot of shows. Okay.
I do. I am guilty
of that as well. We still haven't made any progress on Yellowstone.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were really into that.
No, we are into it, but I just sometimes you need something a little lighter. Like Yellowstone is, there's dark. Death, there's deep, there's family stuff going on. So it's tough. So shows that I like to watch that are less tough are Euphoria.
Okay.
And Ozark.
Do people classify those as less tough?
Because I know.
The only reason I haven't even started season 2 of Euphoria is because I'm like, Travis, do you have the mental capability of watching that yet? Okay, you don't? Good. Don't start it.
So here's why I had to start watching Euphoria. Because I kept seeing on social media that there was a feud going on between Cassie and Maddie. So I was like, it's going to get spoiled. I've got to start watching it. So we're caught up on that. It's good.
Anytime I even start to see something on TikTok, I swipe really fast because I'm like, no, I actually do watch the show. I just have not been in the mental state to watch it. And I don't want a spoiler. So I just like swipe really fast as soon as I even know it's like on a Euphoria train.
And this season is a little different in terms of being dark. I do think they're leaning into a different darkness, which is now more, they're very much like focus on the relationships between each of the cast members. Okay. So it is a little different. Like it's not as focused on Rue. It obviously like Rue's telling it from her perspective, like the first season, but I don't think it's as dark. It is interesting because I constantly just find myself screaming at the TV because these kids are in high school. And I'm like, well, you can't dress like that at high school. You can't do that at high school. You can't do drugs at high
school. Some of my favorite creators, I have like one who he is a chef. And he did one the other day where he just was like just in an apron and with like eyeliner. And he is like me getting ready for my shift to cook the food for the kids at Euphoria.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And like, I was like, that's funny. And then you know, that sound that was viral, I guess might still be a little viral, but it's like, a girl and she's like smash. And her friend's like, that's not the game. You can't say that. So somebody had like cow photo pop up, mm-hmm. and it was that sound, and mm-hmm. it's like, because obviously he's a bad guy. We're not yeah. smashing Cal. He's yeah. he's not good.
It does get a little dark,
but
with him.
The actor is very, very handsome, very attractive. Mm-hmm. But his character is not a good character, and no. I don't know what's going on in season two. I imagine he hasn't.
Oh, it's going to get quite worse. Yeah,
I was about to say, I can't imagine worse. He's okay. redeemed himself. Yeah. So, okay, good. Probably worse. Okay,
have you watched all of Ozark?
We're not fully caught up on what... Oh, no, we are caught up, actually, because they...
there's two parts.
They did yeah. two parts. So they did part four season one and part four season two. So we just caught up. And Ozark is a very dark show.
But yes. it's so good.
But it's so good. You watch it, right?
I do. And I watched the whole first part of this last season. It's good. It's the last season.
Yeah. And I am actually just obsessed with Ruth. I love her.
Well, if you love Ruth, you need to watch Inventing Anna.
Okay.
Because she's Anna.
Ah.
In Inventing Anna. Okay, and I didn't know so that. She's so phenomenal.
Okay, oh my gosh.
So Inventing Anna is a true-ish story. And the fact that it's about a real socialite. So she basically conned a bunch of people into thinking that she was a German heiress and that she had a trust fund. And
I remember there was a documentary about her.
She got all of this money. But it's bigger than that. It's a whole look into her story and about
okay.
how
okay.
once you're rich in your inner circle, you're allowed to have money for free and fail and say you're mm-hmm. going to do things and not do them. But if you're not in well, that circle, great. You're not allowed to do it. Like, it's actually illegal and you go to jail. Mm-hmm. But she's super intelligent and sassy and Ruth, so she still has that energy. But it is, she's my new idol. I don't think that's the, feeling you're supposed to have after it. Maybe I'm not sure. Maybe you are, but, I am in love with that and I'm in love with quoting her. So I spent the entire last week just saying the things like she has, like,
yeah,
don't be so basic. And then everything I want from Ty, I'm like, it's not a problem. I'll wire you the money. Just give me what I want. I'm going to send you the wire. Did you get my wire? She's Russian, but pretends to be German. So she's like this weird Russian-German mm-hmm. little okay. accent that she does. But
I have a question about it.
It's so good.
Is it a show that you watch with Ty? Because I don't know why I don't feel like maybe Adrian would want
to
watch it.
We both watched it, but I wanted to watch it more.
Okay.
I definitely was like, hey, should we watch another episode? Yeah, we both watched it, but it was more heavier
yeah.
driven by me.
Because Adrian and I watched Euphoria together, but I just like... I was like, I'm ready to watch season yeah. two. And he was like upstairs playing virtual reality. And I was like, hey... I'm gonna watch this. And he was like, no, I want to watch it with you. And I was like, well, it's happening now.
Yeah.
So today, this is the moment.
Current.
So.
Happening.
Okay. Well, I've decided I'm going to be Anna for Halloween
okay.
this year.
Okay.
So if you could good. Watch it and like pick a character
okay.
that you'd like to be.
So we're going to have like an Inventing Anna Halloween theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. Yes.
I
yes.
love that.
Okay.
Love that idea.
So please.
Have you watched this show?
So I did text Amy about it because she asked me if I was mm-hmm. watching it, and I haven't started watching it yet. But when the story first broke, I was obsessed with it. And I told Amy, I was like, I am excited to watch it because so I feel like I'm a very different person from most of people when the story came out.
Mm-hmm. You're like, you go, girl.
Yeah, right. I was like, good. Because I don't, I'm like, I'm sorry that you ripped off. I'm sorry rich people got ripped off, but I'm also not sorry because like they're rich. So they're fine.
And they
fine.
Got promoted after it. That's
exactly.
on them. They made the choice to potentially give you money.
Exactly. And I'm like, it's completely okay to break all the rules as long as you're wealthy. But the moment that a poor person or a person who can't mm-hmm. break into the circle, which the system is set up
and
for you not
you
to break in.
And how do you fake it until you make it?
Yeah.
If you're not allowed to fake
it. If you're not allowed to fake it. And it's illegal for a poor person to do it, but it's legal for a rich person to break all the rules. Like,
although I
no.
will say it's funny. They do a good job because the Fire Festival guy and the Pharma Bro are in it.
That's amazing.
So they incorporate their little scandals
oh,
in. It's
I love
like,
it.
Oh, so look yeah. at this. It's just everyone's doing the scandals.
Yeah, so I am excited to watch it because I don't think she... I think what she did was unethical, but no more unethical than what every rich person in America
yeah.
does. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't...
Well, once you watch it, yeah. we should quote it frequently.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect.
I just wanted to wrap up and tell you that I did go get my Botox this weekend.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us you wanted to normalize porta-potty sex.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Okay, yes. We'll
sorry,
bring
guys.
That up
sorry,
too.
Sorry, that was a brunch conversation.
Sorry, that was a brunch thing.
Leftover. But what else did you do this weekend?
I went and got...
Let's move on from that.
I went and got my Botox yesterday.
Okay. I need mine, so I'm proud of you.
And I do like to keep our listeners up to date since they...
On our foreheads?
On our foreheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Since they know that sometimes we're...
I mean,
hold what
open.
We look like.
Yeah.
But no, this time I got in the chair and she goes, I'm so glad you're on the books for today.
Oh,
what?
And I was like, why?
Why?
And she was like, because I'm not sure I'm going to have any more Botox after today.
What?
What?
So,
what?
Yeah.
Travis, we go to the same person.
So she should have it back next week.
Is there a Botox shortage? What is happening?
We need advance notice.
No, I did not get a text from
Travis about this. Did you?
No.
So you want us to have...
He's with... You know what he's doing? He's hoarding the Botox.
So that he can have all the Botox.
I have a refrigerator of Botox.
He would.
Yeah.
He would.
I drink it. It's so good.
Well, that's
not working. You're wasting the Botox.
You're wasting the Botox.
And potentially poisoning
yourself. We'll take care of it. We'll take care of it for you.
She said because of the winter storms in Texas, all Botox in the United States is made in Texas.
Well, that's concerning.
Well, now I'm concerned for other reasons. Yeah. Okay, great.
No.
Because of that.
Has anybody looked into your hasn't good been released out.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Is their GMP.
Yeah, how's their GMP?
She said basically she keeps having to be like, hello, I'm going to need this.
Oh,
and
no.
And so she said she might have to move clients around
for Monday.
That's
interesting because she moved my appointment up.
Yeah.
Maybe she also wanted to make sure you got yours.
Yeah.
And she's like, basics, get in here.
Yeah, like, hurry,
we
hurry,
need
hurry.
You. Amy, maybe don't you ask need to why, join but us hurry. At this so, practice if there's going to be a
no
shortage.
No one's warning me in
She'll
advance.
She'll prioritize the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as one should.
So she was glad I was in there so that I got mine.
Well, thanks for joining us now on a Saturday afternoon when we can't deal with this.
Well, this is only about a 24-hour delay in
notice. Well, tell us immediately. We'll drive there at the same time as you and say hello.
Hello, just stab us too.
Just hear for feeling young.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, mine is wearing off.
Right. I have to get mine soon.
We like this jab and all of these jabs.
I have to go home now because I feel
Podcast
betrayed.
Is over. We have to go.
I have. It's like the one time we need to get the nose rings immediately. Hello. Are you doing Botox? Can you take two people?
On
Hello,
a Saturday
are you doing
at
Botox
4 p.m.
Take two
yes,
people?
Please
I mean, we
take
have
our
been
Botox.
Drinking. Is that okay? Like,
it's like
get
those
jinky Botox?
Women who have those wine parties and Botox at their houses.
They
it's
love
not
it.
Not a problem. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
It feels safe.
Well, your Botox is probably going to happen. It was just they need the ice
probably.
To melt.
Did you hear how he said probably?
They just need the ice to melt so they can
well,
get
I'm
it out of Texas.
I'm going to come to your
Texas.
House and drink some of yours.
Okay. If you don't, fix this for us.
I will fix it for you. I will go to Texas and melt the roads.
Thank you.
And save all the kids. That's it's fine. I've got a lot to do in Texas this week.
Be safe.
It's fine.
So I don't think we need to talk about porta potty sex. Just, you know, I don't really know how we got there at brunch, but we did talk about that at some point.
It was
but
a
I would
topic.
Like to hear a little as a closer, I would like to hear a little story.
Another brunch story.
Show.
It was my favorite brunch
it
story.
It was the best story of the day. Yeah. I don't know why he waits so long to tell us these things.
He holds out on us
great stories on us at brunch. He doesn't tell us about Botox.
Every time we're with him, he just gives us little pieces
little
of greatness
of
every
his
time.
Life. Like
there's so much more.
Come
You're
on,
building
Travis.
This story up a Travis. Lot. The listeners are going to be disappointed. I'm not sure it's
well
that
we're
fun.
Disappointed because you lied to us about okay. Botox availability
yeah I mean if
so everyone
they can
should
be
disappointed
with
okay.
you.
Everyone's disappointed in me. I think you're referring to my hot tub experience
yes,
the other
we
night
we definitely
about
are
your nightly hot
yeah,
tub.
Please tell us about
yeah.
your soak
yeah so Brian and I were in the hot tub the other night
okay
last week
any details we should know about
something.
That
no,
yeah
because
you only
no,
tell us a
kidding.
Few things at a time
we're gonna and start asking lots more questions now
he's like a kid you didn't ask me
yeah he was so I was in the hot tub and Brian was not because he had surgery
okay.
recently ish
okay.
and so he had to wait a certain
so
amount
he's
of weeks
just like bringing okay. you snacks in the hot tub
I just said I don't want to sit out there by myself can you come and hang outside
in the
with
winter
me?
With me yeah. while I'm in the
well,
hot tub
well it was
tub?
Like a, one of the one surprisingly
oh, okay,
like
okay.
warmer
so
nights
so he's sitting on the porch so you were yeah. you and you're yeah. in the okay. hot tub
and then he was like I'm gonna go ahead inside and go take a shower and I was okay. like oh, okay cool And I stayed in the hot tub for like 5 more minutes. And then I was like, okay, time to get out. And I put the lid back down on it. And mm-hmm. I put my rope on. And I get to the door. And the door is locked. And he has locked me outside in the backyard.
Right. And you're fenced in the backyard.
He's like, this
locked
is what
in.
You get
yeah.
for not
and our fences,
making, me,
yeah.
for making me sit,
sit
yeah,
out
outside.
Here.
Now you'll stay outside.
There is no getting in the house.
And either there's two doors, right? The side
yeah,
door
they're both
and the back
locked.
Door.
Oh, okay. And okay. My fence is 6 foot tall, so even at the front door, it would also be locked. So even if I could have got to the front door,
right.
it would have been locked.
You're,
and
so you're
I mean,
scaling the fence.
You can't scale
yeah.
the fence
in your
in a
robe.
Robe.
In a robe, no. So I'm calling Brian repeatedly
on
my cell phone.
Button.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and you're in the basement door is the access point.
Yeah.
So he's probably not in the basement.
No, he's not in the basement. I can see in the basement through the windows.
Okay.
He's not there. So I'm calling and calling. He's not answering. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh my God, he doesn't have a cell phone in the bathroom with him. He could be in there for 30 minutes taking a shower, just like luxuriating.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now I have to check on him.
So I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And then I'm like, okay, I think if I tell Alexa to tell him, right, maybe she can do that. And I didn't know if she could do that. I was okay, like, maybe she can tell him I'm outside.
Okay. Which also, you're very resourceful because I never would have thought of that.
Well, I would just sit there and cry and be like, do you feel good about this?
How do you get to Alexa?
Well, I log into my Alexa app and I'm like, you're not logged in. And then it wants to do two-factor authentication, and it's set up through Brian's phone,
which he's not answering,
and I don't have. So I'm like, so it won't let me log in. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going to be stuck out here forever. So finally, I'm like, okay, there's an Alexa in the basement. How far can you get your body into the dog door to scream at the Alexa? So I like shove.
I mean, and just to like put some color to this, the dog door is a double-sided door, so it's on the brick side of the outside of the house. There's a pathway in between, and then there's another door on the inside wall.
And so do you have to lift up the outside flap part?
I lifted up the flap
parts,
and
so
the flap
is on your back,
and you shimmied in.
Okay. When I was laying on a shoulder, trying to get my other shoulder in, my shoulders are too broad.
So you couldn't fit in it.
Your fitness goals have exceeded the door.
So I kind of did this and squished my shoulders together.
Okay, he's scrunched up
to like shimmy. I get most of my head into the basement.
Okay.
Into
the basement.
And I just scream really loud, Alexa. And I'd Googled it. It said, you need to say Alexa broadcast.
Okay.
And so I said, Alexa broadcast, I'm stuck outside because you locked me outside. And I thought that Alexa was just going to take my words and say,
I'm stuck outside.
You locked Travis outside. No, she records you.
Oh.
So she recorded me.
No, I didn't know that
part. And broadcasted through the house. All of a sudden I hear, because it's through every Alexa we have. So it's the whole house. It even turned on the Alexa TV upstairs and broadcasted through the TV.
I can hear
myself through the whole house going, you locked me outside. And I was like, oh God. So at this point it's hurting. So I get out.
At least you could get out.
And then I'm like,
I just think of Winnie the Pooh.
Is he going to come unlock the door? Is he going to unlock the door? And he doesn't. And I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. So I'm like, maybe he didn't hear it. So I squish my body back in. I'm like,
no, twice,
Brian,
a double squish.
You locked me outside. Please let me in. And then I hear him.
And Brian is like, am I being pranked?
Yeah.
Like,
and then I hear him scream, I unlocked the side door.
Oh.
And so I like go up to the side door and I'm like,
marks on your face from the rubber door.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I got back in.
Sir, if your husband is broadcasting on Alexa,
please respond.
That you're locked outside. Yep. You come to the door and let them in.
Right.
Sorry, Mr. Brian, but.
And it's because he was in the shower, I'm assuming, is why he did it. Yeah.
So on hold.
Shower on hold.
I'm in the dog door.
Yeah.
I'd peep your head out and say, Travis, I unlocked the side door.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm still in the dog door. Are you concerned about how I got in the house and I'm locked out?
Yeah. So I did eventually get in.
Did he have questions for you?
No.
Did he have apologies for you?
No.
So when is your divorce be finalized?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Mm. Do you want to live with me?
On a Sunday.
Yeah, the Sunday proceeding.
Probably have to go back and forth between the two of that.
Split custody.
Yeah, split custody. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I do like that you both have bedrooms.
I mean, also you'll probably get your house in the divorce.
Oh, probably.
Because when you commit a crime that serious,
you don't get to keep the house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're both a
husband criminal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neglect is the crime.
Abandonment. Abandonment in the backyard.
Husband abandonment.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a serious one.
It's serious, actually, I think. Yeah. Okay. So that's what happened to me.
I'm glad you made it in.
I made it alive.
We did enjoy that story.
Get a lockbox outside, maybe.
I will,
That's safe where you live.
Yeah, I think there needs to be keys outside now.
Obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody have a good weekend. Don't get locked outside.
Yeah.
And if you do,
don't
Alexa
count on your husband.
Broadcast. We'll broadcast you through the house.
Okay.
As long as you can actually access your Alexas.
And if you don't have Alexa, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. Sorry.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast, our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics. Let's brunch again soon. This has been a Popjoy Media production.